one thing. Growing it takes the right partner. And with the many challenges that businesses face, financing should not be one of them. At Access Bank, when we say we love SMEs, we mean just that. Here for you at every stage of your journey with our cash flow lending facility. We're making business easier with collateral-free loans, allowing you to focus on what matters most. Growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Deposit or drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need your physical meeting. It's hard to boost some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. The SMB group savings account. SMB group savings account.
SNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat and the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Alcohol abuse among women raised concerns among Gombe residents. Western Province a new police command to tackle junkies. Western Province a new police command are told to tackle junkies. And in Africa news, Kenya Deputy President urges unity after violent Aba election. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some residents of Alusaka's Angombe compound have raised their concerns over women who are seen patronizing drinking places as early as 06 hours and staying there until late in the evening. A check by a common radio news crew found that several women drinking beer alongside men at a named bar in Ngombe compound. And one of the men found drinking at the establishment told a Combat Radio News that he does not support the trend of women spending long hours in bars when they are expected to be at home taking care of their families. Some men who asked to remain anonymous. The men who asked to remain anonymous said several attempts by community members to discourage the women from frequenting bars have been ignored.
From 6 to 18 hours, I don't know. The time was right now. I don't know how they prepare their homes. My advice to them, they can't even get to that address. Far from it. They can't. They'll end up just insulting you. They can't. There's no way, see? The government is doing nothing.
Kapili Mponchi's Kakwelesa Area Ward Councillor Peter Ngambi says a team of engineers is this week expected to be on site to repair the two water hand pumps which had broken down. Mr. Ngambi disclosed that access to clean and safe drinking water in rural communities has been a serious challenge, but expressed optimism that this will be fully addressed. He also indicated that most of the 2025 development projects have been completed, especially with regards to water projects.
Two which collapses before they put some hand pumps. Currently, last week, they redrew the same boards. We are waiting for the engineers to come and fix the hand pumps. Because shortage of water, you know, people used to share water with the cattle, goats. So I'm sure when they fix the same hand pumps, people will be now drinking clean and safe water. Yeah, just to put the hand pumps, they redrew some balls. Now to put the hand pumps next week Tuesday, the engineers will be on site.
The Zambia Orphan Aid, ZOZ, in partnership with Travane Home-Based Care Initiative, has embarked on community sensitization programs aimed at ending child marriages, reducing HIV and AIDS cases, and promoting the importance of education. The organization on Friday conducted an outreach in Lusaka's Ngombe compound. During the engagement, the Zambia police are represented by Ms. Mabel Chisenga, Victim Support Unit Coordinator at Ngombe Police Post, delivered a strong message against child marriages. She stressed that children should not be married off, but instead be given the chance to remain in school and pursue their dreams. Ms. Chisenga further urged community members to ensure that all children are protected from any form of abuse, and encourage young people to report cases of violence, exploitation or mistreatment to the nearest police post. Meanwhile, Zambia Orphan Aid Chief Executive Officer Gracie Kanjea reaffirmed the organization's commitment to safeguarding children and ensuring that communities are equipped with vital information that promotes safety, education and a brighter future for all young people.